pretty unlikely guy to be standing here advocating something which is identified with radicalism. I was a member of the UDB last spring. I voted for Richard Nixon for president. I've worked for Bob Dole off and on in various political campaigns and otherwise. I think my establishment credentials are impeccable. But things have come to pass in this country and here in the state of Kansas which call for a suspension of business as usual and call for a suspension of the normal roles which most of us have played as students. Professor Belleville outlined yesterday at Hoke Auditorium, I think, what the alternatives are facing all of us who think that our country has gone too far in Indochina. On the one hand, we can resort to violence. To me, to most of us, I hope, this is out of the question. On the other hand, we can sit back, we can do our own thing, we can go out and work in political campaigns, we can do just exactly what we've been doing for the past 5 years with little or no result. That leaves us with one alternative, and that is to take political action short of violence, but in excess of what we've been doing in the past. And for us, at this time, that means a striking gesture, and I don't mean that as a pun. I mean a gesture that will really call attention to what our feelings are, not simply the kind of alternative which was presented to us today, which simply says, go out and do what you want to do, and maybe things will get better. Those of us in the law school this morning got thinking about this problem and got thinking about how absurd it was that we were not going to discuss the question of calling a general strike. Consequently, we framed a resolution, we took it to Strong Hall, we talked to members of Senex, and we tried to present the resolution to the Chancellor. Their reception was initially somewhat favorable, that we at least be able to present the resolution. The political pressure, which Professor Belleville alluded to, intervened, and the resolution was not allowed to be presented, to be voted on, as an alternative course of action for us to take. Let me now, then, at least read this resolution and let you know that in probably the most conservative school on this campus, the law school, where some of the most conservative students, probably including myself, hang out, but there's a feeling that more needs to be done. Here's the resolution. Because we wish to make a meaningful political protest against the war in Indochina and the killing of four students at Kent State University, and because we believe that the Senex proposals do not provide a sufficient vehicle for that protest, we, the University of Kansas, resolve that the University of Kansas immediately cancel all classes and final examinations for spring semester 1970. At this point, I guess that's kind of a moot resolution as far as what we can do as a collective group.
I wonder what the black proposal was.
But let me just park it on to one other thing, and that is, I'd like to answer a couple of the arguments which Bill Evers made in support of the Senex resolution. Principally, the individual action argument, which tells us that what we have done today is good because now we can all make up our own minds what we're going to do. The essence of a democratic system is that a majority in any community votes. The minority is bound by that vote. That's the essence of the way our country is supposed to work. Now let's look at another analogy, and that's to the labor strike on which a student strike would be patterned. There, through a certain coercive effect of majority rule, a minority goes along with the majority for the sake of solidarity to achieve certain goals. Pressure is applied on the party whose views are desired to be changed. Well, that's what we want to do, I think. I think we want to put pressure on the people in Washington to tell them that enough is far too much. And that's why the vehicle of a strike is by far the most appropriate and perhaps the only effective thing that we could have done here today. To add our name to the growing list of universities around this country which are saying the time has come to stop business as usual.
Speaking with Belleville and the Chancellor and bounds, which I feel is in keeping with the spirit of the meeting this afternoon. That's a very huge slap. The democratic institutions of this country are undergoing a very severe test. Today I was informed that William Sloan Kaufman at Yale University is asking students throughout the United States on all college campuses to engage, I guess is the best word, in a united effort to finance peace candidate in 1970. I can't exactly remember what the title of this effort is, but I believe it is United Commencement Fund. Essentially, he is asking students throughout the country to not spend money on graduation gifts, gowns, books, bullshit.
He's asking Bill, they'll shut the mic if you use profanity.
He's asking you to take that money, put it in the local funds, specifically here in the 3rd District, for peace candidates against this 3rd District candidate, Larry Wentz. Thank you.
I'd just like to make one final comment. That if we are scared of closing this university down because the docking has threatened us with guards and with a curfew, then you people are really messed up. If we have to live in fear, then we're messed up.
Then we should decide.
If we want to live free and close this university down, or live in fear and keep it open.
Ladies and gentlemen, I made a proposal to Bill Hanson and Bill, which I would like to submit to you. My name is Bill Seymour, and I teach the Village Journal. We have built into this society a system of protest. It would seem to me that we've been overlooking it. It would seem to me that it's now time in the next week to have Bill Hanson, our student body president, the student body president of Emporia, of which is on stage, of Fort Hays, of Kansas State, call our representatives, our senator, and anybody else from Kansas in Washington, and say, look, baby, come back and hear what the students in your state universities have to say. Therefore, I would like to propose that our student body president call our elected representative, that he call the other student body elected representatives and say, come to Kansas and see how we feel. Come to KU on Monday morning. Go to Emporia State on Monday afternoon. Go to Wichita State on Tuesday morning and make all of the universities in the state of Kansas. Then go back to Washington and tell them what the students of Kansas think. Thank you very much. I'm very disturbed right now. And because I believe that although we have begun to understand
the inhumanity
that can come down in America
against us as white middle class students. At Kent State, we do not understand
the depth of our own racism.
I understand that of all the recent political deaths,
in this country only when white students were shot on their campus did I cry. Black people crying for their rights have been viciously murdered and attacked, and we have done nothing.
Because international communism is